Lions Head Family Fest on Saturday. Let's recap it. It's a Sunday edition of Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day on a Sunday, August 7th and a Monday, August 8th. Thank you for watching, listening, making us your first listen, and being with us here each and every day on Locked On Lions. We are proudly brought to you today by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Special Sunday edition of the show. Let me explain. I'm going to be off next week. I know many of you are probably going, how do you take vacation when the Lions have started the preseason and training camp? Hey, had some things personally that have gone on over the last couple of months. Had to move a planned trip with my wife to next week. I'm not going to be missing any regular season games, and I promise you I won't miss the second and third preseason games. But next week, Locked On Lions will be off. I will be back Monday night, the 15th, to recap everything. A Hard Knocks first episode, first preseason game, and all of that. So I apologize. I know you want your content each and every day, and I appreciate that, but I'm going to be off next week. So want to give you that heads up. But thank you for making us your first listen and checking us out each and every day. You can follow me on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. Also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And yes, we are on YouTube each and every day, right here on the video side. So check out the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, all the interviews, the past takes that we've had, analysis, etc. Coming up on the show today, we'll hear from Dan Campbell, the big speech he gave to the fan base yesterday down at Ford Field. What did Dan Campbell say in about a minute and 10 seconds? We'll play that audio coming up momentarily. We got to talk about the environment and atmosphere yesterday at Ford Field. Had a bunch of people texting me, got some messages about it. We'll get into that coming up. There was one player on both sides of the field, on the ball that starred in yesterday's open practice at Ford Field at Family Fest. We'll tell you who those players were coming up momentarily. Also, a battle at one of the backup positions is still undecided. We'll talk about that. And a position group that I'd be concerned about if I was the Lions. We'll get into that as well on the show today. All right, where do we start? Let's start with yesterday, Family Fest at Ford Field. And it started getting pretty apparent in the morning when a lot of the beat writers were like, there's traffic on 75. What's going on? They had about 18,000 fans at the free practice and open practice yesterday at Ford Field. In past years, no way it was that full. Now, Ford Field holds 50, 60,000. So it's not like there was a ton of people there. But in the past, you'd have 10,000, maybe 8,000, 12,000. They had close to 20,000 fans at Family Fest yesterday for the open practice. What does that tell me? It tells me that the fans are back, that the fans are excited. Last year, I think many people, especially with COVID and a first-year GM and a first-year coach, I think people were waiting to see if this is another clown show like Patricia and Quinn were, or if this is going to be Matt Millen. And instead, what we're getting is that people are excited. There is a genuine excitement surrounding this operation, led by Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. And we've talked about it a lot. The fact that many of you showed up, that there was actual traffic on 75 and 375 getting down to Brush and Adams, to the house that William Clay Ford built. Yes, I would say there is some genuine excitement. So the fact that they had close to 20,000 fans for an open practice is pretty cool. Are you guys Packers fans and filling up Lambeau Field like they do in Green Bay? No. Green Bay is a one-horse town. It's the Packers and nothing else. We have other teams here. Lou Whitaker Day was also on Saturday, so there was plenty of people coming down to Comerica Park to see a very overdue, by the way, ceremony for Lou Whitaker. Shame on the Tigers waiting this long in 2022 to finally retire number one. The fact that Jose Iglesias wore number one is a joke. Lou Whitaker is an awesome player, a god, should be in the Hall of Fame. But you know why he's not in Cooperstown? Because the local baseball team here ignored him for 20 years. That's a fact. But a lot of people were going downtown, so there was busy. It was busy down there yesterday, which is cool. But for 18,000 of you to show up to for just an open practice to see the guys tells you a little something about the excitement level of this fan base with the Lions, and I think that's pretty cool. All right, Dan Campbell gave a little speech to the crowd yesterday at Ford Field, and he grabbed the microphone, and you knew he would. I mean, this is what Dan Campbell does. He's sort of the face of the franchise right now. He's the guy on the billboards, and he's the guy that, front and center. There's no superstar on this team yet that is willing to be the face of the franchise. Dan Campbell is that. And he did get an opportunity to grab the microphone and speak to the fans yesterday down at Ford Field. Take a listen to Dan Campbell and what he had to say to the fans yesterday as he greeted everybody and thanked everybody for coming down. Take a listen to this.
Hello, Motor City. This is unbelievable. Look at you guys. Listen, I would say this. You guys have heard me say this, but I think what makes Detroit special is the fact that, man, you guys will roll your sleeves up and put in a hard day's work. And I think we want to model ourselves after that. I tell you what, you would give your coat in winter. You would give your coat to somebody in winter that needed it, man. That's what this community is about. However, nobody will take advantage of our hospitality. Nobody. So that's who we're about. That's what we're about. This team is working their rear off to give you something to be proud of. All right, they're grinding it out right now. And I know this, we are freaking starving. We are starving. So the hyenas better get out of the way. All right, ma'am.
All right, so there's Dan Campbell. The hyenas better get out of the way. We're starving. That was his speech to the fans. He is something else. He is something else, man. I know there are fans that are like, this is a dog and pony show, and Dan Campbell is kind of a slappy, and you know, the hard work and the hat with the letters grit on it. Eventually, this is going to run its course, and it's just going to be a SOL situation. The jury is still out on whether this man, okay, can coach a football team. Can he out-scheme the guy across the way? Can he do that? Can he out-coach the guy across the way? But let me tell you something about Dan Campbell. You cannot argue that he has not cleaned up this locker room, rallied this team, and rallied this community around this team. He has. He might not be able to coach a lick. He might be a failure as a head coach. Look, he would join a long list and long line of Lions coaches that have failed. All right? The winningest coach of all time, Wayne Fonts, is also the losingest coach of all time. That's what this franchise has been. But you know what? You cannot argue the enthusiasm, the desire, the work, and the fact that this team believes in him. All right? They're all rallying around him. The players love him. You don't have to worry about any of that. Do you know what's going on in New England right now as Mac Jones and their offense is completely discombobulated because they don't have an offensive coordinator and Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are already poisoning the waters? You got players already unhappy. You've got Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury taking little shots at each other once in a while in Arizona. There's some uncertainty there, all right? Remember last year in Miami and how bad it got with Brian Flores in that situation and people questioning things in New York with the Jets after just 1 year, all right, with Robert Saleh. Matt Rhule in Carolina, complete hot seat. That's not happening here. Everybody's on the same page. I don't know if what Dan Campbell, if he's calling plays this year, if it's going to work. I don't know that. There were games last year I was convinced he looked like a rookie coach, and I was convinced he didn't know what he was doing. Fourth and one, and they're running some option play. Fourth and three, and they're throwing 2 yards short of the sticks. And I went, what kind of coaching is that? But Now in year two, they've got to win more games. This has got to be a team that we see a vast improvement from, because that's what they're telling us they're going to do. And with this schedule, it's no excuse that they can't double their win total and get to six, seven wins. They got to do it. But can't argue what Dan Campbell has done, at least in rallying the team and improving the culture and building on it. Now we're going to find out this year about the coaching. We are. We're going to see which guys improve. We're going to see if they can out-scheme people. The addition of Ben Johnson as the OC, is that the right move? We're going to find all that out momentarily. All right, some stars from Saturday's open practice. We'll do that coming up next. First, though, our friends at Dave. Hindsight is 20/20. You can't change the past, but what if you could get a little help from your future self? What do I mean? Maybe you'd ask to borrow a little cash. Now you can with Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out with any hangups with Dave. There's no interest, no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, so the Lions acquired in the offseason a player that has Pro Bowl experience. He has been there before. And it's one of the reasons why I didn't include him in my Lions Pro Bowl list, because he had been there before with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that player is DJ Chark. And everybody that was at Ford Field on Saturday got to see what kind of a weapon this big receiver can be. DJ Chark, wearing number 4, just absolutely obliterated Lions defensive backs in the open practice on Saturday. He was the star of the show, and it wasn't even close. Now, Amon-Ra St. Brown had his good moments too, but DJ Chark was dominant. Jared Goff was finding him deep. The backup quarterbacks were finding him over the middle. He was running by everybody, scoring touchdowns, high-fiving his teammates, jumping in the air. The dude was flat-out dominant. And you watch him and you go, and I'm not even going to make the comparison, but you just watch him and you see the body type of Calvin Johnson. Is he Calvin Johnson? Hell no. But in 2019 for the Jaguars, he was an 1,000-yard receiver that made the Pro Bowl. Injuries have kept him out of football and out of a lot of games the last few years. The Jaguars elected to let him walk, and he signed a 1-year prove-it deal with the Lions. But there's a reason. Brad Holmes and company, John Dorsey, everybody in the front office, Ray Agnew, gave him $10 million. Guaranteed. He's good. And the Lions have had nothing like this since Calvin retired. A big, able body receiver with speed on the outside, too. He was destroying the cornerbacks yesterday. A.J. Parker had no chance on a deep slant to post in the end zone. Will Harris destroyed on a post pattern down the sideline. DJ Chark was the real deal yesterday and was dominant. Can the Lions get the 2019 DJ Chark to go opposite of Amon-Ra St. Brown and eventually Jamison Williams and Josh Reynolds? Boy, will that make this offense that much better. But everybody, I was getting messages all day yesterday. Chark, Chark, this guy, that. What's up with this guy? How could he only get a 1-year deal? He's like Calvin Johnson out here. I know it's an open practice against his own team, but DJ Chark was very good yesterday. I got a message from somebody on the inside yesterday. I texted him and I said, give me a name from today. And they said, Eric Banks. And I went, who? They said, look him up, number 94. Eric Banks was picked up last year by Brad Holmes and put on the practice squad as a defensive end. He has played with the Rams, so he has a Brad Holmes tie in 2020, and the Chargers for part of last year. He was on the Lions practice squad a year ago and picked up mid-season. Eric Banks is a big guy, 6'5", that can rush around the end. And he was giving Penei Sewell trouble yesterday. Eric Banks getting some love. Now, I don't know if just because he had a good practice. We've talked about Austin Bryant and how well he has done so far in training camp. But I asked for a name from yesterday, and I got Eric Banks. That's from inside the building. One of my sources said Eric Banks had a really good day. Now, the Lions need help at edge. With Romeo Okwara likely not to be ready for the start of the season, and we're hoping that he is, but he hasn't practiced yet. Josh Pascal coming back from sports hernia surgery. Number 94, Eric Banks, made a statement yesterday. They need bodies on the outside. They got Charles Harris, Aiden Hutchinson. We know about Austin Bryant. Are they going to move James Houston outside? What about Julian Okwara, who, of course, was a Bob Quinn draft pick? But Eric Banks showed up and did a good job. So shout out to him. He made a little bit of a name for himself yesterday with a good day down at Ford Field. Bad day on the defense. Again, I know I seem like I pick on this guy, but Will Harris had a tough day. The Lions secondary is not off to a good start in camp. They just seem to be getting destroyed. Now, again, you're not allowed to touch the quarterback. So secondaries are not going to have tipped passes or quarterbacks that get hit while they throw. And it's tough sometimes, but yesterday was not a good day for the secondary. Unless you're Deshaun Elliott, who did have an interception of David Blau yesterday. Speaking of Blau, I want to talk about the backup quarterback situation. We'll do that coming up next. First, though, I want to tell you about our friends at betonline.net. Imagine today you went to the internet, and I did. I went to betonline.net, and I wanted to look something up, and here's why. Tigers Rays today was 0-0 in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay scores 7 runs in the ninth inning. So I said, what's the over-under? Because if you had the under, you're probably freaking out because it went from no runs scored for 8 innings to 7. So I went on betonline.net. I looked it up. And the over-under was 8.5 runs for today. So if you still bet the under, you were okay. It ended up being 7-0. BetOnline is that great of a website. They're the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Over-unders, like I said, all your favorite sports and events, odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening right now. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making us your first listen here on Locked on Lions. Again, I'll be off this week. Please don't get mad at me. I will be back next Monday, so bear with me. But we're going to give you everything you need. Tune in Tuesday night, HBO or HBO Max, if you have the app or whatever it is. Download it, get it. Hard Knocks, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, episode 1, featuring the Lions. They've already put out on Instagram a ton of clips, including Tracy Walker with his kid, Frank Ragnow and Halapulavati Vaitai talking about Applebee's being their favorite restaurant. So it should be a lot of fun to watch the Lions really in depth with Hard Knocks. All right, we talked a little bit about Saturday and the Lions open workout. Backup quarterback is yet to be decided, folks. Everything that I'm hearing and everybody that I've talked to, it's still a competition between Tim Boyle, formerly known as Mr. August, and David Blau. Right now, I've talked to people that said Boyle has the edge because Campbell likes him more and he's a veteran. I have others telling me that Blau has the edge. Now, Blau got picked off yesterday by Deshaun Elliott, but Blau's had a better camp so far than Boyle. Regardless, the way Jared Goff has performed and how confident he is right now, if anything were to happen to Jared, yeah, I mean, the season's screwed with these two guys. I'm not telling you that we've got a Favre and Rodgers competition going here between David Blau and Tim Boyle, but I'm here to tell you that here on August 7th, that nothing has been decided as of yet. Kicking competition sounds like Austin Seibert is ahead of Riley Patterson. Seibert hit a 62-yard field goal yesterday, actually banked it off the crossbar and in. shades of last year with Justin Tucker and the Ravens. I don't want to revisit that. But that's where we are with backup QB. It is undecided so far, despite Blau being picked off yesterday by Deshaun Elliott. So still a ways to go. You know, anytime a veteran quarterback like says they want to come back and play, you guys always tweet to me at Dairy Speaks. What about Cam Newton? Should the Lions go after Cam Newton? And what about this guy? What about that guy? I still think they're going to keep all three guys. I do, just like they did a year ago. So, but who would come in if Goff got hurt? That would be the question right now that I don't think anybody can answer just yet. All right, special Sunday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for listening and watching. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk again soon, right here on Locked On Lions.